Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 23 after. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thanks for going there and using it to your advantage. We got lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. And you can read, you can listen, you can ask questions, you can subscribe to my newsletter. We'll follow you home with that on Sunday afternoon. Send it to you by email and get you ready for the week ahead. We ask a different poll question every week. We want to know what you think, so check that out too. When you click your answer, you'll see how the poll is going so far. I want to continue a little bit on what I was talking about in the previous segment. I was talking a little bit about where we are right now and with our financial situation. The stock markets, you know, having some bad days. We've had the U.S. downgrade of our credit by S&P to AA+, I guess I should say, one notch below the best, which is AAA. But folks, I want to talk about how to really solve all of our problems. There's only one way America can solve every single problem that we have with regard to the economy, with regard to the government. There's only one way to solve all those problems. And it's not by taxing more, which is what President Obama wants to do. It's not by picking winners and losers, meaning only union jobs, only green jobs, et cetera, which I'm sorry to say is what you keep hearing from President Obama. He's wrong, President Obama. You're wrong about this. It's not by regulating. It's not by over-regulating because you're mad at some industry. Mr. President Obama, you're wrong about that. It's not by... It's not by any of these things that by demonizing people who fly jet airplanes, who own jets. Demonizing people who own jets, demonizing rich people is not the way to solve all of our problems. That is one way to approach it, but those are wrong. Those approaches are wrong. They've been proven to be wrong over and over and over again. Mr. Obama, President Obama, you are wrong about those things. The way you look at the marketplace, sir, you're wrong. The only way to solve all our problems and to give you and Congress all the money they want, all the money they need, is to encourage growth in the economy, to get people back to work, to get jobs, to get companies hiring people again, to get people taking risks, business owners taking risks, to be positive about the economy. And the only way to do that, when you do that, you'll have all the tax revenue that you need. The government, I saw recently, the government needs to be collecting about 18%, the revenue they need to collect is 18%, and they're now collecting 14%. So they need more revenue, right? Well, it's because the economy's off. Well, if you need more revenue when the economy's off, the solution is not to raise taxes, because then you just make things worse. The solution is do the things that encourage businesses to create more jobs and to invest and to take risks. And there's nothing in the last 3.5 years, 2.5 years, I guess I should say, there's nothing that's been done in the last 2.5 years that has approached anything like encouraging growth. In fact, many things have been done in the last 2.5 years to discourage growth. And until that changes, Mr. Obama, you're not going to get growth. You're not going to get, and you're going to be, the economy is going to continue to bump along. Maybe even with some kind of a negative stimulus, maybe even trip back into another recession. But as long as you, Mr. Obama, President Obama, sir, as long as you continue to play the class warfare game, as long as you continue to demonize people who have found success. As long as you continue to think that raising taxes on anybody is the right way to go, and as long as you continue to pick winners and losers, which is what you've been doing for the last 2.5 years, and also trying to get government to have more control over our lives, for example, with the healthcare system, as long as you do that, you're going to continue to get what we've gotten so far, which is very poor recovery, the worst economic recovery basically since the Great Depression and maybe ever. And I submit, President Obama, that your behavior, your policies, your rhetoric is exactly why we have this situation right now, and no other reason. I'm not saying that if it weren't for you, we'd have 4-5% growth. I don't think that. But I do think we'd be better off, because I know the heart and the mind of a business owner, because I am one, and I talk to them, large and small. And when the President of the United States plays class warfare, says taxes need to be raised in the face of a slow recovery, and picks and wants to pick winners and losers and control more of the economy with the government, those kinds of things, Mr. President, are bad for growth. They're bad for the recovery, and they're probably bad for you politically. So, for whatever that's worth, sir, that's my advice to you today. I'm Jim Blasingame, 29 After. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.